Bishus Marina, Rav Shlita. Erev Pesach on Shabbos is a topic which you've already heard about in a number of ways. The Rav has spoken about it in detail. He's given a shir to the ladies, which is on the internet. He's given a couple of shirim to the men. There's an interesting leaflet which has come out. And therefore, we might say that enough has been said about it already. But I would like to perhaps just examine one or two points and amplify, supplement one or two points and see how we get on, particularly in respect of the menu. As you know, food is my favourite topic, and we're going to have a look at the options which the Rav has listed in the leaflet, methods 1, 2 and 3, have a brief look at those and suggest maybe one or two further options which may well exist completely within the framework of halacha as to how we wine and dine on Erev Pesach this year, which falls on Shabbos. You see, it's like this. The issues relating to the methods approached can sound a little bit cumbersome for some. Method one, eat lechem mishnah in a secluded place, bench and brush down. You've got the problems with crumbs accruing on the carpet. All right, you might go in the garden, which isn't the best way of spending Oneg Shabbos. Then eat the rest of the meal at a different table, etc. Method two, eat the chometz as part of a chometz stick meal using chometz stick vessels with food cooked Pesach stick. Hot food shouldn't be brought to the table in the vessel it was cooked, but be transferred. Vessel should be Pesach stick, preferably disposable. No chometz utensil should be brought to the kitchen. It's quite something new for a lot of people. And what we're going to look at is there any way we can avoid this kind of routine? To avoid having both Chometz and Pesach Kelev, to avoid having to eat in secluded corners, the problems of disposing of leftover Chometz on a Shabbos, we're told to flush it down the toilet, you can't even put it in your wheelie bin if it's in your premises, it's still in your ownership, and if it's outside your premises, and there's no Eruv to rely on, then you won't put it outside. And if you're told to put paraffin over it, well, the paraffin is muktzah. So all this does have questions which we could, if we try to, perhaps avoid. Some say you give a goy the chometz to carry it away. Well, what if there's no goy around? And of course, who likes getting up so early? Chas v'shalom, al tifrosh min hatzibur. You've got a minyan at 6:30 in the morning. Of course you're going to go to the minyan at 6:30 in the morning. But what if you oversleep? Let's say you wake up just about in time to say your Shema. But let's say you wake up very late. All right, it might happen. After all, it's been a busy week. What do you do? And then there's a mitzvah of having three meals on Shabbos, and we're being told, well, you can't wash chometzi for the third meal. Why? Because you can't have chometzi in the afternoon. All right, you might split your meal in two in the morning, but many will say that the Shabbos the third meal should be after mincha time. So after mincha time, you can't eat bread, and you can't eat matzah because there's a halacha that you can't eat matzah on that day. So we're going to explore whether there is a way that you will come out of here today knowing how you can wash for chametzi on Erev Pesach afternoon, which falls on Shabbos. And the copyright is not reserved. Now, you have some handouts here, but it's not essential to follow up if you just hear the words being spoken, but we will refer to some of the classic bits of halacha and take it from there. Now, method 3 on the Rav's sheet is where you can be completely Pesach before Shabbos comes in. Method 3 on the Rav's sheet is matzah ashira, typically known as egg matzah, but it might be made with fruit juice or egg or, that's not, oh yeah, we said egg or oil or wine. And that is a way to be completely Pesach. But the minag of the Ramah is that there are problems with matzah ashira, and we do not eat matzah ashira, the minag Ashkenazim, after
9:59 a.m.
Well, for general purposes, we'll just say 10 a.m., which is the time of Issur Achilas Chometz, and that's roughly that every year, around 10 a.m., and then it's shortly after 11 that there's Man Issur Hanor, and by when one has to dispose of the Chometz. You have then in front of you Siman Tov Mem Dalud, Din Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. And we'll read the Shulchan Aruch. Yudal Shecholios B'Shabbos, Botkin Elul Gimel. You do your search for chametz the night before. Mavarim HaKol Lefnei Shabbos. You destroy most, if not all, of your chametz before Shabbos. U'Misharim Mazon Be'Sudos. And you keep back enough food, enough chametz for two meals. For Friday night and Shabbos morning, L'Tzurach HaShabbos. The Suda Gimel, Zamanu Acha Mincha, because the third meal it's time is after Mincha. But Oz, Eina Yochala Sosa, Loba Matzah, Loba Chomets. You cannot make it neither with Matzah nor with Chomets, Eloba Matzah Ashira, but with Matzah Ashira, which is what we call the Egg Matzah. But Tzarekla Sosa, Kodam Shah Siris, and if you have Matzah Ashira, you have to have it before the 10th hour in the afternoon, like approximately 4 o'clock, because you have to keep your appetite for the Seder night. And you don't eat matzah shir after that time. Says the Ramah Hagor, and he writes for the Ashkenazim, and we turn over to page 2. Over Medinos Elush Einagin Lechol Matzah Shira. Now, in our countries, we do not have the custom to eat matzah shira, as he explains elsewhere. Bikaim Suda Gimel B'minei Peros Abos of a Dogim. So you have your Shadar Shudas just with fruit, or meat, and fish, and vegetables, of course. And you make a nice meal, but you're not going to wash for Hamotzi. That's the Ramah. If we look in the Mishnah Berurah on that second page, the top of the second page, Yikayim v'minei peiros, Ayin le'al v'simon reish tazi, Aleph, etc. D'yesh de'ez v'paskim v'tzarkel asosot dafka v'pas. It questions whether you have to make the third meal with pas, bread or not. Odesagi gam kem b'sher devorim, because you're during the year, but the yaved, if you can't, for any reason, wash, you haven't got the appetite, and you eat a meal. And this, of course, is some emergency situation. And you can rely on the lenient view, whereby you do not wash for hamotzi. And there it says it's better to have bos of a dogim than peiros, because bos of a dogim is more substantial food. It does beg the question why the Ramah says peiros first. It may be suggested that it's because he doesn't want you to eat too heavily, because you want to keep your appetite for the Seder night. And so that is the position, and you can have a cooked dish, and he says, and I think we all know what that is. Ach, yesh, nafkamina bazeh, einu musarak kodem shara siris. Knaidlich is made from matzah meal, but it's not really matzah because it's cooked. So if you have fruits or meat and fish, even up to after the 10th hour. But you should be careful, ach bekolze yezayah, sheyochol rak ma'at, lolem male kariso, not to be so full, gedei sheyochol matzah l'te'oven, in order that you can eat your matzah with an appetite. And then he carries on, line b'chorenu shekostu, to tev gankin sheyachlek su'da shachu shalpas l'shnai, and it's a good idea that your morning meal, you split it into two, so you show him, because there is an opinion, the yotze b'zei dei su'da shalishis, so that you can have your third meal before lunch by splitting the meal in two. That is the Vilna Gaon's idea. But you have to make some interruption between the two meals, like walking around the block. Otherwise, we could say that the brocha you're making for the third meal is not necessary, because you haven't had a proper division between the two meals. So we've had there the Indian of Matzah Ashira. We've got the Ramah who says no Matzah Ashira. And elsewhere, the Ramah also presumes against the Matzah Ashira, though some seem to say that there's a slight contradiction, because in Tov Samach Beis Dalet, he doesn't refer to this Isur. But nonetheless, that is a minag of the Ashkenazim. Now the Shalat Shuvas Leiv Chaim, Rav Palaji, in Chelek Beis, chapter 88, he writes that he had all three meals with Matzah Ashira. So he was completely Pesachdik beforehand. When Shabbos came in, everything was completely disposed of as far as Chometz was concerned. He lived in Izmir in Turkey, and it seems he was a Sfardi, so he was keeping to the Sfardi tradition. And he notes in his writings that he had no problems with crumbs on the Shabbos, no cleaning up problems, no having to clean up the carpet, no problems with eating in secluded corners, which he wrote is not a very relaxed thing to do. It's nice to be able to eat at one's own table with a nice tablecloth in one's normal manner. And And he said, if you don't have matzah shirah on Erev Pesach afternoon, at least you can eat it in the evening and in the morning. You can now get matzah shirah with a reliable hefsha. The problem is that when they add fruit juice, the fruit juice might have a bit of water in it. And one of the reasons why the Ramo is worried about matzah shirah is because water might have entered it, and then that will lead the matzah shirah to be chometzdik. And I've heard a svara that even if it's a small amount of water, if there is fruit juice in it, somehow that can make it machmitz more, combining the fruit juice with the water. And nowadays there's a lot of fruit juice around which is concentrated with water added. And so there is a lot of water in the fruit juice, and therefore there is a worry about matzah shirah. There are other problems about matzah shirah, which we'll come to in a moment. There is another sefer, the Tshuvas of the Talmos Leiv, Chelek Aleph Siman Dalad, who says, he criticizes this whole idea of eating a bit of chometz and then eating Pesach Dik, of eating in secluded corners, because he says it cuts out your own Shabbos, all this messing around and anxiety and stress, particularly that the housewife has to bear to watch the children, that they don't bring the crumbs around, that the challah is not schlepped here and there. And he is also worried about the fact that the davening isn't such a short service on Erev Pesach, particularly when you add lots of yotzeres, and you might miss the zaman, and therefore you're not even going to have your second meal properly in the morning. So he says, get rid of all the chometz before Shabbos and use just matzah ashirah. So that's all very well the night before Friday night and also Shabbos morning until 9:59, but what are we going to do about sudash lishit, shalosh sudas? Anyway, this attitude of having matzah ashirah gained a bit of ground, but there was a bit of a controversy in the United States in Bronx, New York, in 1954 when the issue was raised. There was a Rav Grunwald there who said, look, it says in the halacha, and this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch from earlier sources, "Umisharin mozon beis sudos," that's on your first page, that you keep back the food for two meals. Now if Chazal tell us that you keep back the food for two meals, that is the minhag, minhag Yisrael Torah. It's not for us to start chopping and changing and saying, well, we'll do away with all that, it's not convenient. That's the reform argument, it's not convenient. We should do the traditions that are handed down to us, and what we have handed down to us is Masharim Mosem Shnei Se'udos. So his attitude was, keep up the tradition. And if the critics say, well, there's all these michsholim with chometz being schlepped around, he says, well, what are you talking about? He says, michsholim can happen in anything. With that argument, you could say, don't ever shecht an animal for meat, because there's a michshol, a possibility that the animal won't be kosher, and you might be eating the leila food. You've just got to take all the precautions. And he identifies various problems with matzah ashirah. Number one, if a little bit of water had entered it. Number two, he refers to the Rambam. And if you look at the Rambam, and you've got the Rambam on page 3, his definition of matzah ashirah is not necessarily the same definition as everybody else's. So if you look at the top of that page from Rambam Hilchos Chometz Matzah, which is Perek Vav Halacha Hey, top line, matzah shalosha b'mei peiros, yotza bo yidei chavosa b'pesach. Matzah which has fruit juice in it, you could have on Seder night. The whole idea of matzah ashirah on Erev Pesach is you can't fulfill your mitzvah with it on Seder night. So whatever you can't have on Seder night, you can have on Erev Pesach. What you can have for Seder night, you can't have on Erev Pesach. And then he says, "Avol ein lashinosa b'yayin o b'shemen o cholov." So he says, matzah shiri is with wine and with oil and with milk. Mishum lechem oni, because you have to have lechem oni on Seder night. Therefore, the definition of matzah shiro here, and notice, there's nothing written about eggs. So if you need these rich foods, you can't have your duty on Seder night. But what about beitzim? And we do typically call them egg matzah. So there is a question on that. And then there's a further thing about matzah ashirah is, can you really taste the juice or the egg to make it identified as different? Because if it just has the same taste as ordinary matzah, then there's a question as whether it can be called matzah ashirah. So this debate was responded to by the Avbeis Din of Bronx, or Rav Mordzakovitz, and he said, look, nowadays we're in a poor spiritual generation, we need to take safeguards, we want to prevent Chilul Shabbos, which can happen if people are disposing of their chometz on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and therefore he upheld the idea of having matzah ashirah. And this, in fact, was a controversy which came before Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Shutz Igros Moshe, and he writes in Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simon Kufnon Hay that it's perfectly okay to have matzah ashira for your Friday night meal and for your Shabbos morning meal. And he even uses the word adif, which means it's better. Although he notes that egg might not be okay for egg matzah, but the minhag of our countries is that it's all right. If we look further down this page 3 where the Rambam writes, and look at the very last line, towards the middle, we won't read out all the text, he writes, matzah shebishla, eina yotzei bot yudei choroso v'achiloso. If matzah was cooked, you see matzah is obviously baked, if afterwards it's then cooked in water, you are not yotze your mitzvah on Seder night with cooked matzah. Why? Shehare ein bo tam pas, because it doesn't have the taste of bread. So there you've got the Rambam bringing you down, in fact, from a Gemara, which we have in Pesachim. In fact, if we jump over to page 6, you've got there Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph, and if you run your eyes halfway down the page, you've got there a bit of underline, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotzin Barokik Ashoroi Avalobim Avushal Avapi Shalom Nimuach. You are Yotze, your mitzvah of matzah. Rokik is like a wafer, but it's obviously Pesachtik. It's baked as matzah. Hashoroi, but it's left in water. Soaked. Avalobim Avushal. So your yotzah, your matzah which is wet, but not if it was cooked, afalpi shaloni muach, but it mustn't have been so soggy that it's no longer looking like matzah anymore. So if you dip your matzah in water, you're not removing its identity of matzah, and it might help your digestion, and you don't have this minag of gebrok. But if you leave it soaking in water for a while, then you may lose its identity of matzah. And if we look in Rashi on that Gemara, of a lobum of a shul, it's underlined, delav lechem korinobe, because it's not called bread. Va'afal pi shekavah nefo betanur, even though it has already been baked in an oven, ho'el v'choza u'bishlo, since you have then gone and cooked it, bitlo mitoras lechem, it's no longer called bread. No longer called bread with which you are fulfilling the mitzvah of lechem only, of the poor style of bread. Lechem Oni, there are three reasons why it's called Lechem Oni. Oni is related to Inoi, affliction. We suffered affliction in Egypt, so it's called Lechem Oni. It's Lechem She'onin Olov Devorim Harvei. It's the bread over which we answer many questions, so it's called Lechem Oni. And the third reason is Oni is related to the word Oni, a poor person. A poor man hasn't got enough time to bake his bread, so he's very quick about it, so he might end up just making matzah for himself. Three reasons why it's called Lechem Oni. But the important thing to remember is that as opposed to Matzah Ashira, which is rich matzah, whether it's egg or fruit juice or wine, as we've discussed, that is the contrast with Lechem Oni, which is the poor bread, or the bread which is the bread of affliction. If we move into the Chaye Odom, which is on page 5, there the Chaye Odom in Hilchos Pesach in Se'if Yud Gimel there in Klal Kuf Chaftes, he writes, Oselech al Matzah be'erev Pesach. We know the din, you may not eat matzah on Erev Pesach, Aval b'leil Yud Dalet, but the night before the Kol Shekein Fonov, and even the more so earlier, Mutzah Medina, it is allowed, Mi'kadin. Ach Yesh Nagim, but there are some who have the custom, Shelo Lechel Afili Mirosh Chodesh, not to eat matzah even from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the ikadin is the daytime. There is a view which is that you shouldn't eat it the night before, but the ikadin is saying you could even wash for motzi on Friday night on ordinary matzah, because the issur of eating matzah is only in the daytime, according to most opinions. And then he says there is a custom not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh. There is a sefer, the Mardonei Shemuel and Hilchos Pesach, which actually laughs at the custom of people who have the custom not to eat matzah for a long time before Pesach, even from Purim. He says there is no source for this custom, and he says the Ikadin is just Erev Pesach. But Am Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, and we respect people's customs. They want to give themselves an appetite for the Seder night and a longing for the delicious crispy matzah, and therefore they refrain from it earlier than everybody else does. So that is the minhag he brings down, not to eat from Rosh Chodesh. Well, ochel matzah be'er Pesach, and a person who eats matzah be'er Pesach, ge'inu bo'al arusoso kodem shebirach sheva brachos. It's like the chosan, before he's gone to his chuppah and heard his sheva brachos, that he's living with his future wife, which is a despicable thing, and therefore Chazal say it's a despicable thing to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach. And I always wondered, why did Chazal make such a harsh comparison? You know, someone who is living with his future wife before he marries her. We got a reason given here by the Chai Odom, an interesting idea. Because before you eat the matzah on Seder night, there are seven brachas. Now, I went through the Haggadah to count how many brachas we're actually making in the Haggadah before we eat the matzah. And I somehow counted nine, because you got three for your Kiddush. And then after your Kiddush, you've got the Karpas, which makes four. Then you've got your second cup of wine, which is five. And you wash for Hamotzi, which is six. Then you make Hamotzi Lechemerotz, which is seven.
Yeah, and the bracha
of Asher Golanu. Oh, that's right, I knew I missed one. Asher Golanu, the Haggadah, the bracha on Haggadah Goal Yisrael, you've made before the second cup of wine. Then you've got your Netil HaSudayim, then you've got your Hamotzi Lechemerotz, and then you've got Alachil HaSmatzel, that makes nine. This year we've got two extra. Hamavdu Ben Kodesh, the Kodesh, Bromi Ariel Eish. Okay, but on a normal year, fine. So it occurred to me that I might be cheating, but the Shehecheyonu in the Kiddush is really for the Yom Tov. It's not really something you would do specially for the Haggadah, because you would do that on any Yom Tov. And then on the Tilas Yudayim you would always do in any case for a meal. So that brings you down to your seven.
Part of the matzah.
Part of the
Yeah, but the first of the four cups.
Oh, right. It's the first of the four cups, which has a Berpia Govin. And well, it's true, the Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim, or Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Hazmanim, is true, you would do that on any Yom Tov, but it's an Ikka part of the Haggadah.
It's the first of the four cups of the Haggadah.
Yeah. So, hence, the Sheva Brachas of the Chosan and Kala, and the Sheva Brachas of the Matzah. Let's carry on in the Chai Odom. V'afilu Koson Uketano. Even children who know what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about, who are up for the Seder, also litain lahem matzah lechol, you may not give them matzah to eat on Erev Pesach. Ba'afidu matzah mefureres, even if it's been crumbled up. V'choza v'losha, and you kneaded it into some sort of dough, b'yayin v'shemen v'choza v'ofa, you mixed it with wine and oil, and then you baked it. Osu lechol, because this isn't matzah ashira. This is matzah which you've broken up, which is ordinary matzah, and then you've mixed it with other foods. That you may not eat. The Eshem and the Otsimbo, because some say that you're yatsa your mitzvah on Seder night with that.
You baked it. That's the
because it's baked matzah, and it's not even matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is you bake it without water. This is matzah baked with water, and you later added wine and oil.
And then baked it again.
And it's still, though, got its matzah category, identity. But if you crumbled up the matzah and you cooked it, shekarin matzah brai o knaidlich. I thought matzah brai was fried, but frying is similar to cooking. The Rav has written deep fried, he accepts as similar to cooking. Or knaidlich. Mutalecha, you may eat it, and that's based on the Gemara we've just seen in Daf Mem Aleph in Pesachim, and we saw this from the Rambam, that you can't be yotza cooked matzah on Seder night, so cooked matzah is allowed on Erev Pesach. Da'ein ze lechem kalal l'kulei alma, because everybody agrees, well, we're going to clarify this l'kulei alma in a moment, everyone agrees that this is not lechem. V'u'adin chremzel, or chremzel hamatugonim, fried chremzelach. Anyone who knows the menu, please enlighten us. Olin and bracha, well, that's another subject. It's like a pancake, yeah. Okay.
And that's not deep fried, is it?
No, it's not
a shallot. It's shallot. Well, the halacha talks about frying, The Rav has spoken about deep frying, and maybe it's because when you're ordinary frying, there is still a surface which might not be fully fried. No responsibility for the side effects to one's health on deep fried foods. But if we move on, onto page 7, it looked like a big handout, but it's not that much, is it? And we're going to look there at the mission of Brura at the end of Siman Tov Ayin Aleph. Well, we're going to look where you see the vertical line. We're looking at the mission of Brura, Sif Yud Tes. So that goes on a Ramah, which talks about matzah, which was ordinarily baked, and afterwards you broke it up and mixed it with wine and oil, as the Chayodom spoke about. This is where he gets it from. Ein nikreis matzah ashira, that is not called matzah ashira, v'asur l'ochlo be'erev Pesach, you may not eat it on Erev Pesach. If we now look at the Mishnah Brura, Yud Tes, b'yayin v'shemen, bein shenafis achakach shenis, bein shalom nefis, whether it was baked a second time afterwards, or it wasn't baked again afterwards. And you just want to eat it as it is, and then sif cotton chav, eino nikreis matzah ashira, that is not called matzah ashira, delonis batlo mimeno shem matzah, because the name of matzah hasn't been removed from it, al yadei zeh, as a result of this. Umikal makam lotzeis bo yadei matzah, but I not ein kedai. I don't advise this though, that you're going to have your ordinary baked matzah, which was then mixed with wine, to have on Seder night. The Fishan Nashim is spoiler el, as we explained earlier, in Siman Kuf Samaches for Mishnah Brura. That is the chapter which talks about brochus of mazonos or motzi. We once discussed it. Siman Kuf Samaches demonstrates that there are times when you can make hamotzi on a mazonos. If you take a mazonos, pasabor bekisnin, and your kaveh suda on it, you make a meal on it, then you can make hamotzi on it. And there are people who will say that matzah, because it's so dry during the year, you will make a mazonos on it if it's only a small amount. And the Sfardim say this. But if we carry on in the Mishnah Brura, the Gam Luchush Liesh Mishaomer, we have the worry that there is the opinion to Gam Zebichal Matzah Ashira. There may be an opinion which holds that this is Matzah Ashira, the Kol Zebishlo Bishlo, that this is only when you haven't cooked it. If you actually cooked this mixture of your ordinary matzah mixed with wine and oil and egg, like we have the custom in our countries, lasos kadurim, to make balls, and then matzah shekarin knaidlich, matzah balls, or cooked matzah. So he says here, either knaidlich or cooked matzah. Be clear, Rishon. If you cook the matzah in a saucepan, keli rishon, muta la ochla, then you may eat it kodem shah siris, before the 10th hour. The zebavadai lo mikri matzah, because then it's no longer called matzah. As we know from our Gemara in Pesachim, as we know from the Rambam, if you're going to cook the matzah, it's not called matzah anymore. And it's not chometz either. Uchudim avur besimatov samachal. So if we look down in the Sharat Sion, the footnotes at the bottom, you've got a bit there underlined in Sifkos and Yud Tes, Lafilu Einon Peruin, even if it's not into crumbs, Rak Yesh Bohem Kazayis, but it has a Kazayis, Shemavoshim Olof Hamotzi, because if it's got a Kazayis, it's more Choshev, and then you might make on it the Broch of Hamotzi. Mikol Mokom Le'inyan Matzah, Eina Yetzivo Mishum, the Inon Tam Matzah. But you can't be yotzer for this on Seder night. Why? Because you've cooked it and it no longer has the tam of matzah, kachlus of agraz, etc. Now, not everybody holds this. Not everybody agrees with this opinion. And we'll just have a look at one or two other opinions. The chapter we referred to in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Samaches, you don't have it in front of you, there in the Mishnah Bruin, Sifkot Nuntes and the Shout Sin Nun Gimel talk about if you have Knaidlach or Chremzelach and it's needed only with water, it's called Pasgomor. According to that opinion, then you've got a proper pas, and you've got something which isn't called Matzah, and you've got something which isn't called Chometz. Now the Magen Avraham is a bit reserved about this. In Siman Tov Mem Daled Sifkot Beis, he says, although there is an inyan of cooked matzah, ain't nagin lasses king. We don't have such a custom. And the Vilna Gaon in Tov Mem Daled Sif Aleph, he mentions that it's not our custom to do it this way, and the proof is from the Zohar. The Zohar for the mystics says that you can't keep the third meal with pus. It's impossible. And you can't have matzah mevusheh, you can't have matzah ashira, because the minhag of the Ashkenazim is Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you might not have matzah ashira. And if he says you can't make Shabbos Sudas with pus, then it must be an inference that you can't have cooked matzah. That would seem the case from the Vilna Gaon. And the Chochmas Shlomo says that if it's less than a kezayis, then it certainly hasn't got a teras lechem. If it's the size of the kezayis, says the Kaf HaChaim in Tovayim Aleph Os Lamed Hei, then it's like pas, otherwise it's okay. But he prefers to go to Chumrah. There is Rav Shlomo Kluger, who wrote the Shalos Shuvas HaElef L'Chosh Shlomo and Simon Shin Chaf Beis. He says, Nira de Matzim of Sheles, Osura be'Erev Pesach. He says, in my opinion, you shouldn't eat cooked matzah on Erev Pesach. Da'af she'en yotzim b'ba Pesach, even though you're not yotzim with it on Seder night, lav de'en bo tam, it's not a question of taste, rach mikroach da'alidei habishul, ein olav taras lechem. It's because of the cooking process that it hasn't got the name lechem anymore. Because lechem is something which is baked. He says, in my opinion, when you have a cooked matzah, it's still got the taste of matzah. And therefore, in his opinion, you don't have it on Erev Pesach, after 10 o'clock. And his opinion is not like those Acharonim who say you can have matzah mevusheles. Now, the Maharsham comments on this. He says in Orchus Chaim Simon Tov Mem Dalet, he says the prohibition which is referred to by Rav Shlomo Kluger or the Vilna Gaon is only when that matzah was cooked on Erev Pesach itself. Why? Because when it entered Erev Pesach, it had a shei matzah on it. And then if you cooked it, it still got the shei matzah on it. But if, he says, you cooked the matzah before, and obviously this year you have to cook the matzah before the 14th of Nisan, because the 14th of Nisan is on Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. So if you cook the matzah on the 13th of Nisan, he is saying it's lost its shame matzah, and therefore it can be eaten on Erev Pesach in the afternoon up to the 10th hour. So to give you a practical demonstration, we've got here a sample of what could happen. My Rebbe, Rav Shimon Weiser Shlitzer, said to me, he can see no reason in halacha why you can't have matzah mevusheles on Erev Pesach. Despite the Vilna Gaon, he says the majority of you. Now the problem is when you cook matzah, it becomes very soggy, and it breaks up. And it's very, if you want to have lechem mishneh, because he advises that when you have your third meal on Erev Pesach afternoon, or if you overslept in the morning, or you missed the Zamanis or Achil, then you can even have your second meal, you can even have your Friday night meal with matzah mevusheles. The problem is you want to have lechem mishneh. Yeah. So when you boil it, you've got to be very careful that it doesn't break up, and that's very difficult. But if you try with one of these things which hold pizzas, but pizza, yes, there's a problem about pizza, isn't there? If you have a Pesachtik kind of trowel, or two trowels, with which to lift the matzah from your wide frying pan where you've been boiling the matzah, then you will be able to come out with something like this, and you can make with your lechem mishnah, hamotzi lechem min oretz, according to most opinions, hamotzi lechem min oretz, to fulfill all three meals by Pesach. And just imagine how delighted your wives would be. They wouldn't have this stress anymore. They could get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos. You wouldn't have all this business of hiding in corners or sitting in the garden eating and brushing down the crumbs and stopping the kids from schlepping around the bits of rolls that you did keep back. All that can go. You don't have a problem about matzah ashira, because the Ramah has the chumrah that we will, and this is the minhag of the Ashkenazim, so we won't bother with matzah ashira, paying those exorbitant prices in the local supermarkets, however reliable their hechsherim can be. You take your ordinary matzah, and what about gebrok? Those people who have the custom not to eat gebrok, what do you do there? Well, the Sefer, which is on Erev Pesach, Shcholios B'Shabbos, he brings down that the minhag of gebrok is not kept on the eighth day Pesach, in order to show that it's not chometz, And on the 8th day Pesach, the people who don't eat gebrok during Pesach do eat gebrok on the 8th day. And he brings a kal v'chomer on that to Erev Pesach, that there is certainly no inyan or neder or minhag of gebrok on Erev Pesach. All right, you might be worried about your kelim, but you can have separate kelim for this. And therefore he says, even if you have the minhag not to eat gebrok with matzah with water on Pesach, it's still okay to have matzah with sheles on Erev Pesach. Well, that's why I brought it here to show you. You can sample it with your bagels. I think, if I'm honest with myself, it does carry still the taste of matzah. And you're welcome to take a sample. I think you do get that shtickle tam. And therefore, the opinion of Shlomo Kluger must be held with respect, that he says that since there's the tam of matzah, I still hold you can't have matzah with a sheles. But the other poskim all maintain, including the Mishnah Berurah, the Chovetz Chaim, who brings it down from many sources, that you can eat matzah with a sheles. Do you think the Chovetz Chaim didn't think that this matzah still has a taste? And so therefore, you have to make your own conclusion when you taste it. But it's certainly a different texture. It's very soggy, it's very soft. You might not want to eat it with your hands, you might use a fork and knife, but if you are kaveh suda on it, and you say, I'm making my meal with this, then it can have the hamotzi lechem and oretz. And we can bring that further. Because even if you don't have this technique, but you just have your matzah balls, get your wife to make really nice big matzah balls, right? Each of them a kazayis, give them a shame lechem. According to Simon Kuf Samaches in Or HaChaim, something like that which is mazonis, you can give it a shame lechem. So you get two large matzah balls and start your meal with them. Slice them up and dish it out. But it's cooked matzah. It's cooked matzah, and therefore it's perfectly allowed on Erev Pesach afternoon. So the Yabi Omer, which is the Shalas Shuvas of Rav Avadi Yosef, writes in Chelek Vov, Simon Lamed Tes, he brings down numerous sources and he says, I see no reason why you shouldn't have matzah mevusheles. He agrees also about matzah Ashira, but he's a Sfardi, of course. And he says, Mutzah lechem matzah mevusheles be'erev Pesach. And he says there is no difference between mevusheles and mutugenes bashemen, fried in oil. Now that is then, in addition to the three options which have been put in this sheet, we've now got an option number four. Without wishing to contradict Chas v'Shalom anything written here, we supplement it. But there is another option, an option number five. For those who like to skip their Shalash Shudas, naughty boys, for those who don't have the appetite, or they really want to keep their appetite to say tonight, the option number five is brought down by the Orach HaShulchan, quoting the mystics, quoting the Zohar. The Orach HaShulchan, in Simon Tov Mem Dalad, Sivvov, it brings the Zohar which says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Hoya Osek Vatorah, he was busy with Torah on Erev Pesach afternoon, Bimkom Suda Shlishis, instead of Suda Shlishis. He just didn't have a Suda Shlishis. He says, on this Shabbos we're not commanded to have three meals. The mitzvah of three meals is learnt out with an asmachta from the Psukim Hayom said three times. So the 16th Perek of Shabbos says you have three meals. But the dinner's a din de Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon also said you may not have chametz on matzah on Erev Pesach. If you may not have matzah on Erev Pesach, and of course you can't have chametz on Erev Pesach, then there's a din de Rabbanon, according to the Zohar, that you don't have a Shalash Shudas. Kivan she'ef shar, it's impossible. It's like a sheval tasa. It's like Chazal telling you not to keep a mitzvah. Like shofar and olav on Shabbos. The Torah says blow the shofar. The Chazal say don't blow the shofar because we're worried about you will come to carry. Don't take the lulav. So therefore, he says, there's no necessity even for the boss of a dogim. Or the peiros, which is outlined by the Shulchan Aruch. She'ein mitzvah b'shabbos zulech al suda shlishis. He says, there is no mitzvah on this Shabbos to eat a third meal. Because it's part of the Takonas Chazal, of which we've got to have great respect, that you're honest, you can't help it. So as much as you really, really want to fulfill the mitzvah of three meals, and that you might start with these interesting techniques, according to the Rosh HaShulchan and the Zohar, you're potter from the meal anyway. And therefore, you've got that choice now of five options. And of course, this is all said by Halacha and the Master. Everything you do should be by the guidance of the Rav Shlita. But it's apart from what is available from your menu, we are osek today in Limud Torah to look at what is the halacha lemaisa, that there are different opinions, but in actual fact, as my Rebbe said to me, yes, eat matzah mevushelas on Erev Pesach, shecholios b'Shabbos, make hamotzi with it Erev Pesach afternoon, and then you are going to have your three meals, kitikunom, like Chazal told you. May you have a very happy and kosher Pesach. Thank you.